This is KUT. The Alamo Drafthouse held two women-only showings of Wonder Woman Tuesday night. The decision to limit some shows to an all-female audience got some national attention and pushback on social media. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, there was nothing but excitement and celebration at the theater.
Heads up, this is going to be a women-only story.
It's a special event for the ladies.
Mayette Andreasen met up with two friends for the 6:30 showing of Wonder Woman at the Ritz. She came to the 6th Street Theater for the novelty of a ladies-only audience.
I think there's a lot of unintentional all-women showings for a lot of different movies, you know, and nobody thinks it's really a big deal. I thought it was kind of cool that the Alamo did, like, a specific one, just like, hey, you know, there's probably going to be a lot of women anyway, so why don't we have an all-women showing?
But some men on social media took offense to being excluded from the Nothing But Women audience. The city of Austin's Equal Employment Office confirmed Friday it had received a number of complaints about the shows being discriminatory.
I thought it was funny how angry people were.
Jessica Jacobs wore Wonder Woman socks to the Tuesday screening. She pulled them up to just below her knees.
If you really want to go see Wonder Woman at the Alamo, there's a ton of other ones you could go to. Like, I don't think two screenings constitutes it being considered discrimination.
During the dust-up over the showing, Austin Mayor Steve Adler became a defender of sorts. His snarky response to an email his office got referring to women as a, quote, second-rate gender made national news. 12-year-old Chloe Lee noticed.
It makes me happy inside just knowing that someone's sticking up for us, and that it also makes me sad that someone just thinks that.
Lee came to the show with two friends, Sienna and Sylvia. All three dressed as Wonder Woman, sporting red capes and gold headbands painted onto their foreheads. And while dressed like this, they were their own heroes.
Do you guys have any Wonder Women in your lives?
My mom.
Yeah, I was going to say my mom and my puppy.
Definitely for me, it's my mom.
And then the three young women headed into the theater, capes fluttering behind them. I tried to do the same, but was stopped.
No.
You have to be outside, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I might be a woman, but I still need a ticket. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.
Wonder Woman! Wonder Woman!